Kansas City Chiefs kicker Harrison Butker, and if you watch Jason Whitlock's Fearless show, you probably saw this already. I was watching last night and literally stopped what I was doing, rewound it, and was like, oh my, that guy plays for the NFL? Not anymore. Well, you should see the comment. They're not going to be happy with him. You saw what they've done to Aaron Rodgers. By the way, real quick, Aaron Rodgers, Tucker Carlson. It premiered yesterday. I happened to be running some errands. Got to listen to about 45 minutes to an hour of their interview. Phenomenal. I mean, absolutely phenomenal. They both go scorched earth on the entire establishment. It is a great listen. All right, here's Harrison Butker doing the commencement speech at Benedictine College, and he goes scorched earth on Joe Biden, DEI, and the Catholic Church.
Throughout the COVID fiasco and how you missed out on so many milestones the rest of us older people have taken for granted. While COVID might have played a large role throughout your formative years, it is not unique. Bad policies and poor leadership have negatively impacted major life issues. Things like abortion, IVF, surrogacy, euthanasia, as well as a growing support for degenerate cultural values and media, all stem from the pervasiveness of disorder. Our own nation is led by a man who publicly and proudly proclaims his Catholic faith, but at the same time is delusional enough to make the sign of the cross during a pro-abortion rally. He has been so vocal in his support for the murder of innocent babies that I'm sure to many people, it appears that you can be both Catholic and pro-choice. He is not alone. From the man behind the COVID lockdowns to the people pushing dangerous gender ideologies onto the youth of America, they all have a glaring thing in common. They are Catholic. This is an important reminder that being Catholic alone doesn't cut it. These are the sorts of things we are told in polite society to not bring up. You know, the difficult and unpleasant things. But if we are going to be men and women for this time in history, we need to stop pretending that the Church of Nice is a winning proposition. We must always speak and act in charity, but never mistake charity for cowardice.
That's what I do every day on this show, by the way. Never mistake kindness for weakness.
It's safe to say that over the past few years, I've gained quite the reputation for speaking my mind. I never envisioned myself nor wanted to have this sort of a platform, but God has given it to me, so I have no other choice but to embrace it and preach more hard truths about accepting your lane and staying in it.
Woo!
As members of the church founded by Jesus Christ, it is our duty and ultimately privilege to be authentically and unapologetically Catholic. Don't be mistaken. Even within the church, people in polite Catholic circles will try to persuade you to remain silent. There even was an award-winning film called Silence, made by a fellow Catholic, wherein one of the main characters, a Jesuit priest, abandoned the church and as an apostate, when he died, is seen grasping a crucifix, quiet and unknown to anyone but God. As a friend of Benedictine College, His Excellency Bishop Robert Barron said in his review of the film, "It was exactly what the cultural elite want to see in Christianity, private, hidden away, and harmless. Our Catholic faith has always been countercultural. Our Lord, along with countless followers, were all put to death for their adherence to her teachings. The world around us says that we should keep our beliefs to ourselves whenever they go against the tyranny of diversity, equity, and inclusion. We fear speaking truth because now, unfortunately, truth is in the minority. Congress just passed a bill where stating something as basic as the biblical teaching of who killed Jesus could land you in jail. But make no mistake, before we even attempt to fix any of the issues plaguing society, we must first get our own house in order, and it starts with our leaders."
Come on down, young son. I almost want to play it again. Now, look, I don't know a whole lot about the Catholic Church. I'm not Catholic, and I didn't grow up around many, if any, Catholics to speak of. You know, everything I know of the Catholic Church is there's a lot of them. They have some issues with their priests and little boys. And Joe Biden claims to be a devout Catholic and supports a lot of really, really bad things. That is my general purview of the Catholic Church. And with all that, I say, I'm sure there's some very great Catholics out there. I just don't know that I know any of them. But that's a Southern thing. It's kind of like the Jewish deal. I don't know any Jewish people. Not a whole lot of Jewish folks down here. You know, I don't know how large the Catholic Church is here in Mississippi. We, you know, you got to get down further south Mississippi, and you get a lot of Catholics down that way. But that's neither here nor there. No, this is not about the Catholic Church. This is about the reckoning of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and Joe Biden. But more than any of that, this is about taking the platform you've been given by the Lord, and making the most of it. Learning to stand up and use your voice. I would love to wake up one day, and so many of you have spoken up and stood up, and so many of you guys that are so much smarter than me. I mean, y'all tell me all the time what an idiot I am. So many of you guys, I would love to wake up one day and all you guys decide to grab your sack, stand up, and speak your mind like I did. I would love for there to be no need for this GD-having redneck from South Jackson to get up here every morning and have the number one talk show in Jackson, Mississippi. But here we are because there you are. And here I am. Let's take a break. We'll be right back to land the plane for the first hour. Coming up in hour 2, we got Topher. He's going to be talking about his Bible verse challenge that he's been doing online that's blowing up, and his lawsuit against the U.S. federal government over the TikTok ban. Nothing gets me fired up more than people suing Joe Biden.